Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite time each week. Please put on your thinking caps. We are going to circle the globe today, conceptually and hopefully functionally. Let's start with this. Let's start with that fateful day that your symptom, the one that took you to the hospital, the doctor, whoever, is relayed back to you as something that's progressive, degenerative, irreversible, and just will manage it, they say. But it's going to get worse, and write your will. And if it's not even that fatal, we all know that feeling that what we've got isn't going away, and looming up there in the sky is that notion that perhaps the illness or the symptom is irreversible, worse yet, terminal, hopeless. It isn't going to go away. Mental illness, physical illness, whatever. We've all broached into that area. And of course, holistic medicine designed itself to give you an option to that. That's why people like holistic medicine. Most people that suffer from symptomology don't turn to holistic practitioners until they've exhausted the classic Western allopathy. And that makes sense because, well, I guess they're more standardized. Generally, they're more trusted. But of course, aspects of this, aspects are in dispute. And one of the drivers on that is when you're told you've got something that's not going to cure, it isn't going to heal. Now, the first qualifier I want to make on that, if you've been told you've got something that isn't going to heal, isn't going to do well, that can only be managed, the first thing I want to say is this. You're talking to people who are sincere. You're talking to people who are absolutely sincere in their statement to you. It's not like they don't want you to heal. It's not like they're lying. It's not like they're hiding the truth and they're bad people. You really got to get into the heads of the people that tell you that what you got ain't going to heal. That what you suffer from symptomatically is just going to progressively degenerate in some unknown period of time, but certainly things are going to go south. And we'll give you the drugs or whatnot to just manage it. You got to get into their head. And to make it succinct, it's simple. When you're a doctor and you've been in a field, nephrology, pulmonology, cardiology, and you've been in that field for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, and you, John Q. Public, go to a good doctor, a doctor of great reputation that does care. That doctor's going to reach not into the literature. That doctor's going to reach into his clinical experience. What has he seen over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years? And if you look at it this way, you can see the problem. When a doctor that's put 20, 30, 40 good years, it's got thousands of experiences with patients with different types of problems and early stage diseases. And he tells that patient to essentially go home, do nothing, take the drugs. What do you think that doctor's going to see in his patient over 5 years, 10 years, and 15 years? Well, isn't it obvious? If you've got a problem, if you've got the early stages of a degenerative disease and you go home and do nothing about it, well, where do you think you're going to be in 5 years? Now, isn't that right on the tip of our nose? But then you have to ask yourself, if you're in this position, why you would listen to people who are sincerely relying upon a study group, meaning their clinical experience, where people went home and did absolutely nothing. If you smoke, if you've drank, if you've lived in toxic environments, if you've had tons of toxic emotion, if you don't even know what a liver flush is, and off some occupational hazard, like you're a jet fuel mechanic at LAX or a construction worker, or a genetic tendency, and you've gotten to the point where you've got the early stages of a disease, and you ask your doctor what your prognosis is, that doctor relies upon the hundreds of people he's seen who've just gone back to sitting at a TV and eating McDonald's for dinner. Right there, you have to question prognosis. Those doctors are not going to the literature. Those doctors are not thinking outside the box. Those doctors don't have time. Those doctors are risking their licenses. Those doctors are your friends and are their own miracle as they administer therapies that they know how to do and treat and minimize conditions without which we'd have far more suffering than we do. But to talk to those doctors about prognosis assumes you're going to do nothing. Now, I haven't done 233 shows, nor has the entire gamut of holistic medicine from thousands of years ago to present given itself so that the public can be told you can do nothing. Is it that far to imagine that we might have a whole new prognosis? Is it not far to imagine that we might have an entirely new science? One of the things I love to do the most is go back into the 1800s when scientists, when the best and brightest in the world, came together to understand body functions, systems, physiologies, pathogenesis, evolution of disease. And always, as my example last week, Beauchamp and Pasteur, as always, there are different perceptions of how disease ensues. Pathogenesis, the evolution of disease from an early stage damaged cell to a cell that's gone anaplastic, senescent, or apoptotic. That process has been viewed always from two different angles. How do you go in there and stop and kill the process? And how do you go in there and look at what systems inherent in the human mechanism, the human cell biology, are failing to allow that disease to progress? Always we have had two perceptions of process. So why then is holistic medicine reduced and marginalized to non-scientific? Now, today's show, how bone marrow cells repair damaged organs and what you can do about it. What I love, another thing I love, is when Western pharmaceutical science comes up with a solution that, in essence, evolves from watching natural mechanisms, and they decide they're going to enhance, stimulate, duplicate, intensify those mechanisms. Not a bad idea. Not knocking it. But as we gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to Sir John Gurdon and a Japanese colleague of his, Yanonaka, I can't remember his name exactly. He's been pictured on some of my other shows. The 2012 Nobel Prize in Medicine given to these two guys because of their work with stem cell, pluripotent stem cell therapies, taking your skin, a normal skin cell, and genetically modifying it into a stem cell, that which you can then implant into a diseased organ. And the idea is that once you implant it, this stem cell then will simply start to multiply as the same cell in the damaged organ. That cell goes to a damaged kidney, it becomes a new kidney, it becomes a new heart. That's the idea. And no, we're not taking them from fetuses. That was why these guys and their discovery was so important. It's not fetal stem cells. It's not dead baby's tissues. There's no ethical, moral issues. It's your skin. Your own skin, modified, and then injected into damaged organs. And with some result. That's not my point. What I love to do is kick back. I want to go back on that. And point to, overwhelmingly in the literature, where we see the body already doing this. That the body's designed to do this on its own. That already you've been healing for dozens of years because the body is deploying stem cells from the bone marrow and initiating stem cells inherent in the organ itself to repair damaged cells. And one of the ways the body regenerates much needed new flesh, new cells, when it doesn't have enough functional ones in response to injury, even traumatic injury, is by the initiation through an infinitely complicated array of factors. But the body's already got this figured out. And we, as always, are simply tinkering with something on the surface. Really, after 50 years of cancer research, where are we? Where are we? Shouldn't we have taken the best and the brightest 50 years ago as technology mounted and put our energy into looking at the mechanisms that fail inherent in the human body that result in the pathogenesis of the illness? Shouldn't we have done that? No, we didn't do that. We did exactly what we did to stem cells because it's the kill it. It's the kill it Pasteurian notion. Find it, isolate it, do something about it. Instead of looking at the entire mechanism and understanding that our bodies are intricately, divinely. Perhaps that's the problem. Perhaps the problem is when you really look at the intricacy of the human body, you are compelled to see God. And you can't do that and call yourself a scientist. So built into the scientific paradigm as it's evolved is an inherent myopia. It teaches scientists to be narrow-minded, and the public is enraged. You are enraged. And I'm not rabble-rousing, but it is just pathetic. You cannot talk to a doctor any longer and ask that doctor to think outside the box. Now I'm going to spare holistic medicine my constructive critique, which in a nutshell, of course, is that off the back of this default in science comes your average holistic practitioner who is often fantasizing about the results that he offers people. And in nutrition, the worst illustration of this is the notion that herbs cure disease. And this is underneath all the claims, even though the claims aren't stated that way. But I don't want to get into that. So everybody's well-intentioned. Your holistic practitioners are well-intentioned. Your medical doctors are well-intentioned. No one should take it away from any of them. They didn't grow up and say, I want to be a divorce attorney or a contract lawyer. Not that we're knocking that either. You know, we have to be politically correct. But the point is, anyone given to medicine is a giver. Doctors are givers, from brain surgeons to GPs, chiropractors, acupuncturists. These are givers. But that doesn't deny the fact that, if you're asking me, too often we are cloudy and not precise as we apply therapy. All right, let's get to it. Top of the page there. I hope you're on the show, the website. That's straighttalk.cc if you're new to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, trying to bridge that gap between the hard science and the soft science. 233 shows today. How bone marrow cells repair.